Different is good. That's why we're Falcon Radio, 91.1 WKCS Knoxville.
Welcome. My name is Gustavo Diego, and thank you for tuning in to the Falcon Nation Information Broadcast. In the next 30 minutes, we'll get you updated on everything happening here at Fulton High. Now, let's get rolling into the Falcon Nation Information Show.
Here are your Fulton High School announcements on the Falcon Information Show. It's your boy Josh, and I'm here with Cassie, and this is our announcements for the day.
Leadership Enterprise for Diverse America empowers a community of exceptional young leaders from under-resourced backgrounds by supporting their higher education and professional success in order to create a more inclusive and equitable country. They are offering a scholarship to deserving students. See the College Access Center for more details.
Ms. Seiler is offering a knitting one-on-one class in the library at the school on Thursday, November 21st from 3:30 to 5 p.m. All materials provided. You will make a knit, bow tie, learn skills, and make scarves, headbands, bags, and other handmade items.
Yeah, go learn to knit. Fulton student artwork will be on display at Old City Java Coffee Shop at 109 South Central Avenue during the month of November. Congratulations to the 25 students whose work is included.
Congrats. Attention sophomores and juniors, Governor's School is a challenging summer program that offers high-achieving students the opportunity to study in the area of career interest and earn college credit. If you have a GPA of 3.0 or higher and interested in learning more about the summer program, please see your SLC counselor. Completed applications are due to your SLC counselor by November 20th.
I heard it looks good on college applications. Miss Dossett is hosting a pop-up maker event on Tuesday, November 3rd at 3:30 in the library. You'll be able to make and wrap a Christmas gift for a friend or loved one. The gift options include a personalized leather keychain, monogrammed mason jar glass, peppermint sugar scrub, or a barbecue spice rub.
You can get more updates and everything going on at Fulton High School at our website, KnoxSchools.org/FultonHS.
You are listening to the Falcon Nation Information Show on WKCS Radio.
You are listening to Falcon Nation Information. I'm in here with Josh and Asia and Chris, and they've got the student life for you.
Yeah, it's your boy Josh. You know, we're going to talk about a little bit about student life and what goes on in Fulton. I'm a senior, and this school year has been great so far. You know, just going through the motions and stuff like that. What about you, Chris?
It's pretty much the same for me. It's been going pretty good, you know. Nothing too crazy. Pretty smooth, you know. A couple of hiccups in the middle, but, you know, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, I feel you. What about you, Aisha?
I've been doing good.
Has your senior year been hard?
Yeah, I've been kind of catching senioritis, trying to work through that.
Yeah. You know, how you filled out some college applications?
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to get ready for that, you know. It's that time of the year. Start choosing what colleges we want to go to and stuff like that.
It is. It's pretty rough, you know, near the end, especially. Mm-hmm. Right? So we start feeling it. Like, near the end is when you really start to feel it. You're like, oh, this is it. It's the end.
Yep. About time to be successful in life and do what we got to do to make it.
Yep.
Anything else crazy? Anything else going on in our lives that you want
to? What's going on? The college fair. Did you talk to some colleges?
Oh yeah, yeah, I did. I talked to a couple colleges. You know, they all seem pretty good. You know,
yeah,
they really sold me on all of them. You know,
what schools do you have in mind?
I think my favorite out of all of them was probably the Tennessee Tech. That's probably my favorite one. You know,
yeah,
because you know he really caught my attention. All right,
mm-hmm.
You know, really caught my eye. But you know, we'll just see what happens.
Yeah. What about you, Aisha? What schools interest you?
I looked at UT and I looked at Vanderbilt and colleges like that.
Yeah, them some smart schools. You know, my choices I have in mind are TSU and ETSU. Those are the two schools that
a lot of people
catch my eyes that I'm interested in going to, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what time it is now, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's time for the joke of the day with yours truly.
The joke of the day.
So I have a couple jokes, you know. Okay. Just I have a few. Mm-hmm. Start off with something. Start off with something simple, like what do you call the children of the corn's father?
What?
Popcorn. Now, next one, you know.
All right.
Why did the bicycle fall over?
Because it had no pedals.
Because it was too tired.
Okay.
Let's see here. Let's see. Ooh, well, this is a good one. What did the duck say to the bartender?
Quack.
Hey, put it on my bill.
Okay.
My bill.
Yeah, what is that?
They put it on his bill because he's a duck. And ducks have bills.
Okay.
I think we can end it there. Right? I don't think we need any more jokes. All right.
One more joke.
One more. All right. Fine. One more joke. Let's see. How about this? Wait. What? Oh yeah. Oh. Wait. What? Yeah. Keep going. I'm going to keep going. Why does Snoop Dogg use an umbrella?
Why?
For drizzle.
Okay.
I mean, that one's pretty simple, but you know.
Yep.
It's pretty all right.
Yeah, that was good. That was some good jokes.
Are we good on jokes? Because I can't.
Yeah, we good on the jokes.
These are pretty corny jokes.
Yeah.
Should have made a corn joke.
All right. No. Now it's time for the Minute with Chris. Enjoy this, guys.
A Minute with Chris. All right. So, this is 1 minute of me going on a rant. So, you know, I went to the college fair. Let's go more about the college fair, right? And every time I talk to a college, you know, they always say that they're number one, right? But the thing is that how could there be more than one number one? You know, it doesn't make any sense, mm-hmm. right? Where's the second best college? Where's the third best college? It doesn't make any sense, you know? They can't all be number one, right? See, you ever thought about it like that, mm-hmm. you know? Not every college can be number one, right? Let me see. What else happened to me today? I woke up this morning and I don't know what it was, but I stepped in something. All right, something really. I don't know what I stepped in, but it was something really uncomfortable. All right, I don't know what it was. It must have been some sort of. I don't know what I was eating last night, but I must have been eating something. All right, but
it didn't feel too good.
No, for some reason I haven't. I've been sick for the past couple of days though. You know, yeah. but. You know, usually I'm a man who doesn't get sick, all right? People need to know. I don't get sick that often, all right? Mm-hmm. But for some reason, something happened one weekend where just something penetrated my immune system and it just got through and I just didn't know what happened. You know, it caught me off guard, all right? One day I woke up and, like, I couldn't eat, couldn't sleep. I'm just like, someone infiltrated the base, all right? But I'm feeling a little bit better, you know? Not too great, not too bad either, you know? We're making it through. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Anything else? Let's see. No, nothing else.
All right, fine. And that's the end for the segment 3.
You are listening to Falconation Information, and we are in here with the new Fulcom principal, Stephen Wilkinson. Now, Mr. Wilkinson, I know you used to teach English. Is that correct?
Correct.
What was your experience teaching with that, and what is the transition going from teacher to principal?
Well, I came here from California. I taught for 10 years out there. So teaching English, I mean, it's one of the more challenging subjects to teach because it's the one where kids have to do probably the most work. And as far as the teachers, they have to grade the most because when you guys, you know, have to write your essays, that one teacher has to read hundreds of them. So that's probably, you know, one of the big things changing into administration is I haven't had to grade a paper in a month now, so pretty excited about that.
What's your first impressions of Fulton so far? Are you liking it here?
Yeah, I actually am. You know, everyone's been very welcoming. Staff, students, it's a nice place. I mean, it's run very well. You know, it's clean. Most students are very polite and kind. Mm.
So I learned recently that you were in the Navy. How long did you serve, and what was your rank?
I served. I was in 1992 to 1994. I was a personnelman, so I basically did a lot of paperwork, filing, that kind of stuff. But I was also I was a master helmsman of my ship, so I got to drive the ship quite a bit. So.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, you got to do a lot of floating.
So, do you enjoy running a school radio station, or is it any different than any other school you've been to?
Well, I mean, this is the first school I've been at that has a radio station. I mean, I don't do the running of it. Mr. Mays does. But it is cool to have it here. I mean, growing up as a kid, I used to watch Beverly Hills 90210, and they used to always, you know, they had the radio station. So as a kid, you watch that, you like, think that'd be cool. Then I go to school, and we have no radio station. So it's kind of a neat experience when something, you know, you guys are very fortunate to have.
Back to the you being in the Navy, did you mind being out in the middle of the ocean, or did that bother you, like seasick or anything?
No, I didn't really get seasick, except when we had really, really bad storms. We had, but no, actually, I mean, at the time, I think, you know, I was young and not, you know, being out to sea for weeks at a time, it kind of got a little monotonous. But now I look back on it, I mean, you know, the nights laying out, you know, sitting out on a watch in the middle of the night, you're looking up and you can just see a gazillion stars. It's just, I mean, I look back on it now and it's like, it was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But you know, at the time, you know, you're young and you don't really realize what you're in. You kind of just take it for granted. So
enjoy it.
I wish I would have at the time more than, yeah, for sure.
All right. So, what do you want the community to know about the School of Communications?
That is here, really. I mean, I think honestly, it's kind of a hidden jewel. The fact that, I mean, I don't think a lot of people outside of the, you know, the immediate area know a lot about it. So, you know, we really want to get like middle schools and those kids understanding that we have this program here, and it's something that's it's available to them with the magnet that they can come here. So, really, I mean, it's one of only four of them in the whole state of Tennessee, and it's right here in Knoxville. So, we want to really get that word out to people that, you know, hey, if you're interested in doing something in the communications and in, you know, this technology and stuff like that, that we have it here for you.
Mm. What got you interested in golf?
You know, it was just at the time in my life. I mean, it was the thing to do. You know, I used to work at Discount Tire, and it's like everyone that was in management golfed. You know, it's like, so it's kind of just started doing it with friends, and pretty soon, you know, we were spending lots of money and golfing every week, and I've regressed in it because I don't golf as much anymore. Mm-hmm. Once I got married and had kids, it, you know, the finances of golf is definitely a rich man's sport.
Not as much time for it as well, I bet.
Yeah, the time. Yeah. You have to have an entire day pretty much to go out and do a nice 18-hole course. So, yeah.
So I got two final questions for you.
All right.
So what if you could change one aspect about Fulton High School, what would it be?
Changing one thing. That's a tough one. You know, I've only been here a month, so there's not a lot that, I mean, I see that needs change. I mean, there's some things we could tweak. I mean, it'd be, you know, just working on, you know, getting kids, you know, into classes, you know, our tardies, we're doing that. But, I mean, we have a really good system here. I mean, so there's not a lot that I would just jump in and say, hey, we need to change this.
All right, final question. What is your favorite song that we play here on the station?
Oh, my gosh, you guys play so much. I mean, you guys were playing the Time Warp the other day. I was like, Rocky Horror Picture Show is great. But, you know, growing up in the 80s, I'm an 80s kid, so, you know, I like that, you know, the rock and the alternative from that time period. So, I mean, anything I can sing along to.
All right, well, that's going to do it for the interview here. Let's give back some PSAs, and we'll come back with Falcon Nation information. Welcome back to Falcon Nation information. I'm going to send it over to D, Josh, and Asia for sports. D?
Welcome to the Falcon Nation show. This is D speaking, DRS Farmer. I'm with Asia Reese.
Yeah.
And Joshua Asia. Jones. Football season just ended. Now we into basketball season. How y'all feel like basketball season gonna go?
I feel like we're gonna make a little run again, like we did last year. Make it to state, do big things, you know.
What do you feel like that's gonna be different this year?
I feel like the big man situation going to be different this year, considering that Deshaun Page left. You know, he was one of our key players. Now he's gone.
And Keith. Yeah. And I think Trey D left too, so.
Yeah, Trey West, Trey D, all them.
Yeah, and you know? Trey West.
So we're going to have some players that step up this year and do big things.
It's kind of like the football team, a whole new team coming back.
Got to build that chemistry back up.
Yeah. What you say?
Yeah, I think they're going to do good too. I think new players are going to have to, like, kind of not prove themselves, but kind of show what they got and stuff and just help to further the team.
coming up on Tuesday, the Jamboree starts, and Fulton will be playing South Door at Carnes. So how y'all feel about that game?
It's a good little season opener. just to see what we can do this season, see what the team playing like. I feel like it's going to be a good matchup.
Yeah.
Her and South Dog got a couple key players, but I think we can handle them.
Yeah, they got a couple players. What you say, Asia?
I think they're going to do good. Nice introduction to the season. Be great.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like it's going to be a good matchup, a good start off. You know, see what Fulton working with and see how the, you know, how the season going to come off.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that'll be it for sports.
Yep.
That's all I got for sports for right now.
Bye.
This has been Falcon Nation Information. Make sure to tune in next week for our next episode of Falcon Nation Information here on 91.1 WKCS Falcon Radio. Lit.